The Flinders Street Station ballroom has been left unused for years, which has been a point of contention for many people. Now the Salvation Army have a plan which may help bring it back to life. Joining us is Major Brendan Nottle from the Salvation Army. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Peter and Kate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We love the concept of what you've got in mind here. Tell us about it.
Well, one of the things that was annoying us really was the diversity, which should be one of our great assets here in Melbourne, was actually being used by some people to generate fear. And we say, no, we should actually use it to celebrate it. And let's put it right at the heart of our city. So, you know, you've got people that are homeless, you've got people with mental health issues, you've got people that are asylum seekers, and they're sitting around the fringes of our community. And often when we come across them, they've got amazing skills and they're just sitting there dormant. So we thought, well, let's try and set up an arrangement where we can really nurture those skills, then give them the opportunity to create craft. It could be jewellery, it could be art, it could be photography, it could be food, it could be clothing, and give them an opportunity to sell those things through a store, whatever they make, they keep.
And would this be a daily thing, Brendan? It's going to be open all week?
Oh, if it was possible, I think it could be fantastic. Like, Melburnians seem to love a good craft market. So I think whenever it was on, they'd flock to it. It could be one of those things that operate in the evening as well. And it also potentially would attract tourists to a craft market that's right in the heart of the city.
Brendan, what's the condition of that ballroom at the moment? As far as health and safety is concerned, would there be much work required to bring it into a condition, into a safe condition that people could actually go and work from?
Yeah, I haven't been up there, Peter, but I've heard it's in a pretty ordinary condition and it's been left for years and years. But the state government set aside $100 million in their budget to renovate Flinders Street Station. So it'd be great if some of that money could be put aside just for, you know, bringing the room up to a standard that's safe.
And there's also some mentioned in the article about crisis accommodation. Would you literally look at housing people there as well, Brendan?
Not in the ballroom, but in a part of the station. So if the opportunity came up to do that, I think it could be great because a lot of people tend to sleep rough around that area, either on Swanson Street or Elizabeth Street or even down at Enterprise Park. So to have an area where they could be taken off the streets, put somewhere safe, particularly out of the cold during the winter, and then given the opportunity to access really good support and then some training and then the opportunity to actually set up a little market, I think could be a really positive thing.
Now, Brendan, I like the idea. I like the concept. I really do. Thank you for your time today.
No, pleasure. Thank you both.
Major Brendan Nottle from the Salvation Army. I like the thought of that. I really, don't you also sort of think that Flinders Street Station really is the centre of the city?
It's very much underused at the moment. I've been up. Ross and John went up and had a look at the ballroom and some of the offices behind there. It's absolutely huge. It does need a hell of a lot of work. But imagine just lying there dormant, nothing happening at the moment. It's a bit crazy.
It does seem such a waste, and particularly where it is situated, as I said, right in the centre of Melbourne. If you would think there was one area that you could go and do something with, you could do something with that. And I'm also with you. I've been up and had a look at it as well. It's a great space.
Yeah.
It really is.